Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone. Thank you for joining us. Can you hear me okay? So tonight, topic is not knowing how much you can change until you actually decide to. So that is the topic. However, I'm still trying to get up and running here. So thank you for joining me, and thank you for listening later on the download. I appreciate you being here. I've almost got it together. I promise I'm getting there. Okay. That's better. We're getting there. Just bear with me here. We'll get it worked out eventually. Hopefully. No, that's not going to work either. Great, guys. Trying to get there. Hopefully y'all can hear me okay. I'm hoping so. So thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. So thanks for joining me. I am Whitney Ladd. I'm an angel coach, intuitive, and spiritual coach. So for anybody who doesn't know me, now you kind of do. I am also a breast cancer survivor, and I was diagnosed at age 26, and it's not working, so we'll just roll with this. Hi. Okay, so hopefully you can hear me okay. Let me know if you can, if you are in the chat. I would appreciate it. And so the topic tonight is not knowing how much you need to change until you actually decide to. And so, so it can be really hard when you first start. Thank you for letting me know that. Okay. So, when you first decide that you're going to change your life for the better and do something different with your life, it can be hard to adjust, and you maybe don't even realize that you need to change your life, right? So that's the biggest thing. But if you're ever at that place where you just are not happy with your life in general, and you beat yourself up a lot, those kinds of things, maybe it's, you know, a weight issue, maybe it's, you just want a better relationship. Maybe you want a relationship. Maybe you just want to be happy in life. Maybe you want to get a better career, any of those kinds of things. So, if any of that sounds something, you know, that would be something that you would want to change. So maybe you don't realize you need to change, but once you realize, okay, I'm not happy with my current situation, I'm not happy in my life, and I just want to be happy. I just want to figure out what that means to me. So you might not realize that you you need to change. So, for example, it might be the things people tell you. Like maybe people tell you that you're really mean or you're judgmental, that you're just a very negative person. So if somebody is actually bold enough to come out and say those things to you, then yeah, that definitely means that you need to change, because that's just not a fun way to live life. It's not very happy. And so they can, you know, you could be running on this autopilot of judging everybody, judging the world, judging random people that you don't even know based on looks or personality. And it's just not a happy way to live. So, for example, I have been told before that I am a bitch and that I am stuck up. And I promise you, I am totally none of those things. Like, I think I'm an extremely nice person. But apparently not everybody thinks so. And I think that comes across just because I can be extremely shy. And so if you don't know me, I'm not going to be one to really try to make conversation. I am working on it. One thing I'm trying to change and improve. But it's not something that I just do. So especially if I'm in a new social setting, like my husband said, oh, let's go meet my friends from high school. And I'm like, we've been married, you know, 2-3 years, and we've never had to go meet your friends from high school. They didn't come to our wedding. Like, what is this? This is random. Anyway, so we went, and yeah, I was really quiet. I didn't speak much. I kind of kept to myself because I didn't know these people. That doesn't mean I'm a bitch or that I'm not, you know, stuck up. I just didn't know these people, right? So people can misjudge you a lot of the times, but then again, maybe there is something there that you should look at. For anybody who doesn't know me, I am a total spirituality geek. Like, I absolutely love everything that has to do with spirituality. I love crystals and stones and oracle cards, and I love oracle cards. You know, the incense, the candles, all the crap. Okay, so like I'm really into it, really geeky about it. And so my sister and my mom and I have all read oracle cards for a very long time. So an example of not knowing how much you need to change until you decide to. My mother and my sister were reading my oracle cards at one point in time. And they were saying that the cards were like right on. They're saying, oh, you're such a nice person and you have a real gift and, you know, all these really nice things, you know, that you're very sweet and you can help people and you can do all these things. And my mom and my sister are just laughing, like, nonstop. Like, they think it's hilarious. Like, this does not sound like me to them at all. But inside, I'm like, yeah, that's totally me. I'm totally a nice person. I totally get along with everybody. I want to help people. And they're like, no, that's not you. And I was like, wow, yeah, I really have a lot of changing to do. I have a lot of shedding of layers of covering up and hiding that I've been doing for so long, right? So I had to let all that go. So that's just one really great example of being told that you are or aren't these things that you maybe think that you are and needing to change those things. So when you are getting started changing, one of the biggest things that you need to do that I personally also had to do was I had to start noticing my attitude and I had to start noting my thoughts towards other people and especially myself because I was noticing that I was very unkind to myself. I wasn't very nice to myself. I beat myself up a lot. You know, I said all these really horrible things to myself about myself. And that's incredibly not helpful or a fun place to be in. But I was also really judgmental of just people, like random people that I didn't even know. And there's no reason for that. It's still what I'm called for. So I really had to stop and think about that. So, and it's an ongoing process. So I'd say, you know, I started my personal transformation journey probably 2 years ago, but it never really stopped. Like you sometimes have to go back and readdress things. Like perfect example today, I am cooking dinner and I'm unloading the dishwasher and I'm cleaning up and doing all this stuff. And like I started to notice I had these really negative thoughts. Like, why do I have to do this crap? Why can't he come in here and help me clean up? Like, why can't he be unloading the dishwasher while I'm preparing dinner? Like, I'm not doing anything, right? So then I was like, wait a minute. What is this? These kinds of thoughts and this kind of thought pattern makes me really unhappy. It just is a trail to nowhere. It's the trail to, you know, unhappiness, basically. So, you know, I really had to stop myself and redirect my thoughts and be like, you know, that's not what I want to be thinking. I'm grateful. You know, that's my go-to to try to reverse any kind of thought. Like, I'm grateful that I, you know, have dishes, that I have a dishwasher, that, you know, I'm able to cook dinner because a lot of people don't have that, right? So, you know, it's recognizing that maybe you're becoming resentful of people and situations. And, you know, the best way to change that is just to start to take responsibility for your life and, you know, your stuff and your junk, and really start to like look at it and take responsibility for your own life. Like, that is so huge. That's so important. And, you know, so when you start to change, it takes people a while to start to adjust to the fact that you are not the same person you used to be. So, like, maybe you're not as gossipy. Maybe you don't, you know, get with your girlfriends or whoever and, you know, just have a drama session and people bashing session. Like, you just don't do that anymore. And so sometimes people that you, you know, were friends with or used to spend a lot of time with, they're not going to really understand what's going on, why you're not the same. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay, because you can be the example for what can be, you know, a better way to live, a happier way to live. And honestly, if they don't want to rise to your level, which as you, you know, change yourself and raise your vibration, you're going to be the catalyst for change. So you're going to be the one that either influences them to change, or they're going to step away from you and you're going to lose friends. But you know what? You don't need those friends anyway. You can go find better ones that are in line with you and your thoughts and your beliefs, right? So that's a much better option, in my opinion. Like, I hate drama. I run from drama at all costs. It's just, it's not my thing. Totally not into it. I don't care. You know, it's not that I don't care necessarily, you know, what you're facing. It's just, don't come to me with problems if you're not willing to change them. And don't come to me with problems if you're not going to be solution-oriented and want to change and want to make things better. Like, if that's not your goal, don't talk to me, because I'm going to have solutions. That's what I do. That's what I'm about. Like, I am so solution-oriented. And so if that's not your thing, don't bring me your drama. I'm sorry. I don't want to just sit and listen to you whine and complain, but you don't want to do anything that I'm suggesting that you could do to change your life or make it happy or make it better. You just want to say, why this won't work, or why this idea won't work, or why this, like, I'm not into it. I'm into it. Like, take that on somewhere else. Believe, not personal. I just can't handle it. It so drains me. And so how do you deal with this? Like, if people are changing, like, realizing that you're changing and they're not adjusting well, so how do you deal with it? You just get stronger and you decide that it's worth you changing and know that it is so worth it in the end. Like, the outcome is so worth you changing and you raising above and you raising your vibration and you deciding that, you know, your life is worth it. That's where the big thing comes from, right? Like, that's where the change takes place. And you can just let go of, you know, dealing with people that just don't want to change. Like, you're going to be so better. You're going to be so worth it. It's going to be so worth it. Your relationships are going to change. You know, if you're in a relationship, you know, your relationship with your significant other is going to so improve, because you're not focused on all the drama. You're not focused on all the negative. You're choosing to turn off those negative thoughts, and you're choosing to just be happy and be in love and cut them some slack. I mean, come on, you know, if they're not who you want to be with, then you're going to have the power to decide that you don't want to be with them anymore from making these changes. But if they are the person that you want to be with, well, you know, then you're going to get better. You're going to grow together. And I know this from personal experience. They don't even realize, like, your significant other will not even realize, like, what's happening, but they're going to start to change too. They're going to start to be happier. They're going to start to do things that used to get on your nerves. They're going to stop doing those things that used to annoy you. And it's going to get, you know, 1,000 times better. Okay, so the biggest thing to changing your life, like, what do? You take responsibility for your life. Like, that was the number one thing I had to do. I had to stop blaming everybody in my past and my life for what happened to me and where I ended up. And for me being, you know, negative or hateful or judgmental, that's nobody's fault but my own. And so I had to first off own that. You can't change your life until you own that, right? So I took responsibility for my life. And then right in line with that, I took responsibility for my thoughts, because I am in control of my thoughts. My thoughts don't control me. So if I'm, like my example earlier, if I'm going down a negative path with my thoughts that, you know, I don't like, then I can turn that off. I don't have to continue with those thoughts. I can choose to think another thought. I just realized I can see the chat before, so if you had a question or a comment, I can see it now. Okay, so the next thing was taking responsibility for my emotions. That was a big thing, especially when it came to fixing my relationship, because, you know, you take the pressure off of the other person when you decide that it's not their responsibility to make you happy. It's your responsibility to make yourself happy. So that was huge. And so once I did that, the relationship completely changed. And, you know, he did just start doing the things that made me happy without me having to even say, like, you know, put a bag in the trash can when you take the trash out, right? Like, that's annoying to me. That's annoying. But, you know, then it was just taking responsibility of, I can do that too. Like, he doesn't have to do that all the time. Like, I can just take responsibility for it and do it too. Not a big deal. Do it, done, it's over with. You don't have to stew and be angry the rest of the night over it and be hateful. Like, that's not fun, right? So the next thing I had to do was take responsibility for my reactions, because so many people live in a reactive state. The things happen to them and they react. How do you react? Do you react negatively or do you react positively? Are you optimistic or are you pessimistic? You know, what is your initial reaction? And if you don't like your initial reaction or you don't like the result it gives you, do something different. Try something else. That's what I did. I just totally had to start realizing when I was having an initial reaction to something that I didn't enjoy and not what I wanted to do anymore. An example I use a lot is getting stuck in traffic. Like, you can get really mad about it. You can hate everybody around you. You can hate the people causing the traffic jam. Like, you can be so judgmental. You know, you can do all that stuff, or you can decide, well, okay, so then that's like one of the things, right? But then the other thing is, sometimes we'll start to self-sabotage and beat ourselves up, which again is the opposite of what you want to do. So, you know, you can, if you're me on occasion, right? So I'll beat myself up like, oh, I should have left earlier. I should have got up sooner. I should have gone to bed earlier so I could get up sooner. You know, and it just becomes this whole, you know, scenario that goes through my head, like, of why it's all my fault that I'm stuck in this traffic. Or you can take it to another extreme, and it can be like everybody else's fault why you're stuck in traffic. Like, you know, if I didn't have to feed the dog, like, it's their fault, right? Or if I didn't have to, you know, have this discussion with my husband, or if he didn't do this, or, you know, you start to blame other people for why you're running late and stuck in traffic. So again, it comes back to taking responsibility for your life. And if you don't like the situation, change it. But as far as being reactive in the moment that you're stuck in traffic, use the time for something useful, like not beating yourself up and realizing, okay, what can I positively do the next time to avoid this situation? If this is something I don't like, how can I turn off these negative thoughts if, you know, they're not serving me any good? Because really sitting there and being angry in traffic does nobody any good. Like, we all know this, right? Like, we all do it, but it doesn't help anything. It doesn't help your day to have a good start. It doesn't make you happy. And, you know, all that stuff. So, and finally, you have to take responsibility for your general outlook on life. I have been accused several times of being too positive. Believe it or not, I have been accused. I just had to get to the point where I just don't care. Maybe I am too positive, but you know what? It's better than being negative all the time, being hateful, being grumpy, being in the blame game all the time. Like, that's not fun. That's just, it's not. And, you know, I was in a dark place recently. I had to put my two cats to sleep recently, and I was in a really dark place. Of course, I'm sure I was just grieving, typical, right? But I didn't like me. And so if you can get to that point where you just that you don't like you anymore, that means you need to change. So again, the not knowing you need to change until you decide to, that's like the moment I decided to, and then I realized, wow, I really need to. That moment initially came for me when I was diagnosed with cancer at 26. I was like, wow, how did I get here? You know, what happened? How did I get here, and how do I move forward? And how do I actually make the most out of the life that I have left, because I'm way too young to die? And you know, I want to live, and I want to live fully, and I want to help people, and I want to make a difference in the world, but I have to start with me. I have to start with changing me, right? So, but again, it all goes through cycles. It's not a one and done. So I was in that really dark place. And then I was just like, wow, I'm really negative and my thoughts are negative and I'm just not enjoying me right now. Like, I don't like me. I was just finding that I was beating myself up a lot and I was being really hateful, snappy. And I was like, who is this person? This is not the optimistic. This is not the person that is, a spirituality geek and gets accused of being way too optimistic. Like, this is not me right now, right? So I had to change that. And I'm getting there slowly but surely, working on it. And my hair is crazy. So moving on, the outcome. It is so worth it when you decide to change your life. Because you change, again, your relationship, you can change your career path, you can change your abundance, you can change your outlook on life, you can change your overall happiness factor, you can change everything, right? So, anyway, I am Whitney Ladd, for those, again, who don't know me, and I'm an intuitive and spiritual coach. So if you want to find out more about me, you can do that at my website, whitneyladd.com. You can find out lots of stuff. There's a freebie there. So go check out the freebies. I think they're okay. I'm working on them and tweaking them, so I'm going to have much better freebies coming soon, so don't miss that. And I've also, you can find me on my Facebook page, so that's facebook.com/WhitneyLadd. And also there you can find out about how to join the Facebook group, which has lots of good high vibe goodies all the time. So hopefully you got something out of this, and thank you. So I also got a workshop coming up in the works very soon. So I think I'm going to be doing that at the end of May. So watch out for that, because it'll be a total life transformation process. It's going to be everything that I did to transform my life, to go from unhappy, completely, broke emotionally, financially, spiritually. It's how I went from before cancer and what happened with cancer, and then how I completely changed my life, so that you don't have to go through that to change your life. It's a seven step. I break them all down because there's a lot of stuff within the seven steps. So it's a lot of great info. It's going to be a free, I'll be doing a webinar. It'll be a free webinar. So look for that coming probably at the end of May. And I hope that you will check it out. So make sure you check out the Facebook page and the website for more information on that. Don't forget to also like the Angel Coaches Facebook page and follow there, because I'll also be sharing the information about it there. So anyway, just to recap, a few things that we were talking about was, not knowing how much you need to change until you decided to, when you realize that maybe you're not the person that you think you are, when you have people telling you that, you're just not nice or you're just not kind, and you think that you are, you genuinely wholeheartedly think that you are, but you get feedback from people that you're not, that's a huge sign that you need to change. So that's one thing. And then as you're starting to change, how people don't understand and they don't get it, and they have to adjust to the new you, or you have to just let them go and find new friends, right? So that was the other thing. And you want to avoid becoming resentful of the people around you. So if you find yourself being resentful of people and creating negative situations, trauma situations, anything like that, that's another sign that you want to change your life and that you need to transform your life, because everybody should be happy. Life is far too short to not live happy. Life is far too short to not live abundantly. And life is just, it's a gift. It's a precious gift, and time is a gift. And we should all find ways to appreciate that and make the most out of the time we have. So if you're not happy, you need to get happy. And, doing these things is going to help. Doing these things is what's going to help get you there. And so, and then finally, you have to take responsibility for your life, and you have to take responsibility for your thoughts, your emotions, your reactions. You are responsible for you, and it's nobody else's responsibility to make you happy or to provide you with what you want in life. Like, you have to go out and go get it. Like, that's your thing. That's what you're supposed to do, right? So, yeah, there's that. Again, you can find me at WhitneyLadd.com, Facebook.com/WhitneyLadd. Also, be sure to go over and like the Angel Coaches Facebook page, Facebook.com/Angel Coaches. Jump on there, and you can find this also in iTunes later. It's also going to be on Periscope, so that's something new that I'm trying. So we'll see what you guys think and if you like it. Yeah, and so I've got a few more minutes here. So I'm going to share the angel messages that I've got for today. And so the first one is to use seek wisdom and use the wisdom. So if you're searching for something and your soul is yearning for something, go seek it out. Find the wisdom, and you will be divinely guided to end up right where you need to end up. You're going to be divinely led to reach the information that you need to reach. And then it's going to be your responsibility to take action on it. Because nobody can do that for you. That's something that you have to decide to do for yourself. And so then the next message was to just trust the process. And so, you know, when you find the information, you're searching for the information, maybe it's a little different than what you're used to. Maybe it's something totally new for you. But trust it and go with it and know that, you know, it's okay. You know, just trust. Trust God, trust the universe, trust, you know, whoever it is that you, you know, relate to, spirit, source, it's all relevant. So, you know, whatever that is, just trust and believe and know that it'll get you there. It'll get you to where you need to go. But yeah, if you have that spiritual call, you have that spiritual pull, go search, right? So that's exactly what I did that led me on my spirituality path. That got me to where I am today, which is completely happy and living my purpose and living on purpose and being extremely optimistic in life. You know what? I'm okay with that. And so then the last message, live integrity. Just live in integrity. If everybody would just do that, even if just for a day, like, I think you would see a huge, huge difference. So when you live from a place of honesty, when you live from a place of integrity, when you live from a place of choosing to do what's right, regardless of whatever people may think, that's huge. No. And so, yeah, so I am almost out of time. So I think that's for today. And yeah, I hope that you can take this information and use it, run with it. And I hope that it maybe has helped you to see whether or not you need to change your life. And if you would like to work with me, again, WhitneyLadd.com, you can find out everything about how to work with me and reach me there. And yeah, I would love to hear from you. And if you have questions or anything like that, feel free to contact me, email me there. And yeah, so that's it. I hope that you have a great evening, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.